Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Master Mirva Inkeri, and I'm very honored and delighted to be here live with you. This is a live chanting session to improve our daily business and finances. We are live on tv.drshah.com. I welcome each of you who are here live. Good morning to you. Thank you. I'm looking for the feedback from the moderation that we have a good broadcast starting this morning. I welcome each of you who are listening to this on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am live with you from Master Shah's Soul Healing Center in San Francisco. And today we should have a much better broadcast quality than we did yesterday. Yesterday was an unpredictable situation where everything was outside my control. So I apologize for the extra testing you all received as a result. All of these external aspects give us an extra testing on how much love, compassion, pain, patience, and more we have. Recently, there's a picture that has gone around on Facebook of the Dalai Lama saying something about, I think you're insignificant. And then he proceeds to say, think about if you were a mosquito in a room. So we think as human beings, we tend to think, oh, I don't matter. I don't make a difference. It doesn't matter what I say anyhow, blah, 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 blah. All these negative thoughts, beliefs, and we repeat and allow ourselves to have. And we forget that actually every one of us make a difference by our very presence or by our absence, we make a difference. So, therefore, all of these extra items from the environment, you know, they do make a difference, and they all provide us the opportunity to watch our responses. These are all part of daily life and daily business, as to how we respond to things and what we do. Okay, sorry, there's a lot of activity going on Skype, and it's that is now distracting me. The messages are coming through. So I look forward to hearing your hellos this morning and how you are. Our focus for this week continues to be self-clearing of our karma for finances. So we will continue to do practices for this, because many, many people suffer financially. Many, many people would like to have more finances and better finances. And we do all kinds of things for this, to improve this situation. And in Master Shah's teaching, just as a reminder, in Master Shah's teaching, the root cause of success and failure in every aspect of life is, I can hear you say it, karma. Yes. So we need to self-clear our financial karma. What it is, it could be our karma in this and our past lives, or our ancestors' karma that is affecting us financially. So it's financial karma, either from ourselves or our ancestors. As I said yesterday, it doesn't really matter whose karma it is and exactly what type of karma. It's all karma. And our task is to offer service to purify so as to self-clear this karma and actually all kinds of karma that affect our lives. But we are focusing on finances specifically this week because that's one of the aspects of this show. And I know that so many of you are affected by this karma. So let us first connect with heaven, and then with the soul world, and then we will go into the teaching and the practices for today. So grab the Soul Healing Miracles book. We're going to focus on one of the calligraphies here today. So grab the Soul Healing Miracles book, place it on your lower abdomen. And let us ground ourselves into this session. If you have been with Master Lin just now, I heard you talking about soul language, etc. That's wonderful. You're probably feeling very calm and grounded. But let us connect with this message for this session. So sit up straight. Be comfortable. Wiggle your hips on the surface that you're sitting on so you're sitting evenly. Have your feet flat on the ground. Or if you're sitting cross-legged, that's fine also. But sit up straight. If your feet are on the ground, make sure they're flat. And if you can, connect your heels together because they create a powerful grounding and connection to Mother Earth. Close your eyes. Closing your eyes is always very powerful in that it immediately disconnects all of the external stimuli and automatically brings you more aware of what's happening inside, what is happening within you, which is very important and very significant. It is always more powerful, more centered, and more grounded to be fully aware what is happening internally for you. Bring your breath, your awareness, all the way down to your lower abdomen and all the way down to your tailbone area. This is a powerful energy area, very significant in the body. Visualize the golden light filling in your whole abdomen. Creating a huge, great, big golden light ball inside your abdomen. The light is coming in from every direction. 360 degrees. Building a powerful center, powerful core for you. From there, it radiates out to all the way the top of your head, all the way to the soles of your feet, all the way to your hands and your fingertips. And absolutely every aspect of your being. So you're completely golden. You are shining, radiant, shimmering, golden light being. The in-breath helps your whole body to expand. The out-breath enables the body to let down. Relax. Open. This is so very important that we open, relax, and let down. Continue to breathe all the way down to your tailbone area. Say hello. Dear beloved divine, dear the Tao, dear the Wujida Tao, their source, beloved Master Sham, all of our spiritual fathers, mothers, teachers and guides, here on Mother Earth and in all layers of heaven, the soul of the chanting channel, and 30 trillion saints serving here. We love you, honor you, and appreciate you, deeply respect you. All of the Taoist saints, gurus, lamas, siddhas, bodhisattvas, and saints, the Tao Bei Zhou, Guan Yin, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Allah, all holy men and women, all holy beings, wisdom figures, ascended masters, kahunas, all indigenous elders and leaders, as well as the land of each country on Mother Earth at this time and beyond. We love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Deeply respect you. Could you please come and join this session? Dear all the source lingual calligraphies and Tao soul light paintings on Mother Earth at this time and beyond. We love you, honor you. Deeply appreciate and respect your service. Could you all please join this session? Please bless every person here in physical form and in soul form. Please bless the 116,077 requests made currently on the chanting channel, as well as every request yet to come during this hour. Please purify our soul, heart, mind, and bodies so we may become more powerful, stronger, clearer, purer vehicles and vessels and embodiments of your love and your light here in Mother Earth, so as to serve humanity better and more powerfully. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now let us serve all souls. Dear all souls in all universes, stars, moons, planets, galaxies, solar systems, in all organizations, physical world and virtual, We love you, honor you, and appreciate you, deeply respect you. Could you please come and join us? Please come and chant with us, meditate with us, practice with us. Let us heal and transform together so we can join heart to heart, soul to soul, to become the embodiments and manifestations of love, peace, and harmony in all of our affairs and interactions at all times. We're so very grateful. Thank you so much. And let us sing love, peace, and harmony all together. Lula, 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 lula. Wonderful. Do you feel more peaceful, more balanced, grounded perhaps? I know I do. It was very deep for me this morning, how the connection was very deep. So let me see who is here and who is connecting with us today. Have some warm water or tea next to you so that you can now take a drink during this session. And when you drink, remember to swallow all the way down into that abdominal area. So you continue to build that core that we focused on just in our opening and what we focus on every single morning, because you can never ever build your core too strong. Okay? So remember to do that. Wonderful. So let us see who is saying hello. Shanice is here. Welcome, Shanice, from the East Coast. Good morning, James, from Oregon. Good morning, Rose. Really, really love you. I love you, too. Healing Peaceful Love is sending Da Ai. Wonderful. Ilona from London is here. She says, missed you yesterday. So happy to be able to connect today. Welcome. Maureen is here. Wonderful. She is grateful to be with us. Well, we're grateful you're with us. Marie Monique, welcome, Master Mirva. Greetings from Germany. Da Ai to everyone. Wonderful. Lily is saying, good morning, Master Mirva. Thank you so much for broadcasting from the San Francisco Temple. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You look radiant so early in the morning as always. Oh, thank you. Thank you for all your blessings, chanting, love, smiles, support, teachings, guidance, and wisdom. Da'ai to you and our soul family. Yes, da'ai to everyone. Hello, Master Mirva. Much love and light. I feel so blessed and humbled to be here. From Tanya. Welcome, Tanya. Good morning, Nisha. Love you. Magdalena is with us from South America. Wow, welcome. I'm so glad you're with us. Magdalena says, good morning, beloved Master Shah, Master Lin, beloved 30 trillion saints, deeply grateful for the blessings for our finances. I think you may have done some financial focus with Master Lin as well. My beloved soul language, while I was tapping on my message center, it was very moving. My body is vibrating. Wonderful. So, okay, that's from the last session with Master Lin. Wonderful. Great. Good. Okay, so if you have not yet requested a blessing for your finances, click the button that says request a new blessing and ask for something very specific as to what it is that you have challenges with in regards to your finances. Think about the whole spectrum, not just can I please have more money, because that's, you know, who wouldn't want more money? But just think about, is it that you want more clients? Is it that you want to specifically have paying clients for your soul healing service, for your soul healing group, that you want people to give you the love offering? Is it that you want to really be able to offer specific higher level blessings for people who are ready to honor for them? Is it that you want to have more people to come and visit your shop, your cafe, whatever it is, how you can offer service, number one, because that is the exchange, and you're serving how you are serving them on their spiritual journey. So that's just one aspect as an example to ask specifically blessings to improve that aspect of your finances. I hope that makes sense so that you can be more specific than just general. Great. Soul Dancer says, Da'ai from Germany with South Germany with sunshine. Wonderful. Donna says, what a wonderful invocation, Master Mirva. I feel so open to all the blessings and treasures that are coming. I love you and my soul family. Thank you for that report, Donna. That's excellent. I'm happy to hear that. Great. Flower says, good afternoon, Master Mira. Thank you for your wonderful practice. Love you, Da'ai. Thank you, Flower, for being here. Martina Moore says, hello, Master Mira. I'm glad to feel your good energy. Welcome, Martine. She's joining us from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Wonderful. And Magdalena Blatchford comments, good morning, beloved Master Mira, my Da'ai and my Da'gan, and to also our beloved soul family from Peru. Wonderful. Great. Good. And I see that you have started to place your request. Maureen is saying, please bless to heal the soul of my business, my finances, my soul marketing and conference for creating my soul healing business. The soul of my soul healing business, my business cards, the soul of word of mouth. Excellent. The template for creating flyers. Blessing the alignment of communication in all the physical for manifestation. Great. That's a very comprehensive request. Excellent. You could just copy that and modify a little bit. Ines is saying, I'm happy to be in your hour today. Da'ai, Da'gan, and to you, everyone, greetings from Germany. Welcome, Ines. Okay, Margot is saying, I humbly request a blessing for my husband who fell last night, that he doesn't get a bleeding in his head. Absolutely. Great request. Good request. Okay, Donna is saying, please bless my soul healing practice with more paying customers so that I may better assist Master Shah's mission. Wonderful. Soul Dancer is saying, dear Heavens team, please guide me to go more in the outer world to find new clients and settings within I can work. Please guide the right people in big number to serve them in a very best way. Great request. So I say this to be more specific, because when we think about attracting new clients and speaking to them, our karma comes up as well in those situations. It's not just that the bank account is low, or you know, the bills are late, or the whatever company who's sending us an invoice, they make a mistake in the bill and we can't get it rectified. It's not just about those, but it's our ability to give the message to others, our ability to communicate to them about what we can offer, comes up in those conversations and in those interactions. And it's very easy to actually resist that, and very easy not to look at that as our karma and as the purification opportunity. Many people miss that. So practicing speaking, practicing creating your own videos, for example, is excellent at transforming this. You know, how do you speak? How do you say the things that you want to communicate about yourself? Are you even clear what you want to say to others about the service you offer? Many people are not strongly clear about this aspect. So if you're not clear, that's the homework for you to do. Okay, Martin. Okay, so place your request, Martin, in the new blessing request. She's saying she would like to have more results in her treatment, so people would easily refer me to other people. Yes. Good morning, Jill and Mukta Passi. Good morning. Wonderful. The results is a little bit challenging, because the results are always up to God. You know, as a divine healer, if your business, if your service is divine healing, even if it's even if you're a massage therapist, for example, and you don't even have divine healing hands and you're not doing divine healing, the results still are up to God, because it's about that person's karma. If you're offering any kind of healing service, the results are always up to God, because the healing service is healing that person's karma. And we cannot inject that with our will. We cannot think or say, heal this person. It doesn't work like that, but also we would be creating very heavy karma, because we are just the vehicle and the vessel in the healing process. And the results are up to that person and God. What is their journey? What is their journey of self-clearing karma, and how they are realizing their lessons is between God and them. It's up to God to guide them. However, the other part of your point, Martin, that they would refer you to more people, you can influence that. You can ask people to refer you. You can give them rewards if they refer you to other people. You can give them something that is value add if they refer you to other people. And I invite you to share with one another what might be some of the suggestions for that. You can share here on the channel what might be some suggestions for a value add for additional referrals. Great. Okay. Enough talking for the moment. Let us do a practice. Let us do forgiveness practice specifically. And let us do that for being able to attract new clients. Okay, if that doesn't apply to you, if you don't see clients as yet, then just modify the request how you want to modify it for your purposes today. But everyone who is a divine healer here, that would apply to you, because you're a divine healer and heaven would like you to offer your healing service to others. Yeah, you're a healer. Your task is to offer healing service. So we will say that for everybody who is a divine healer here. Okay, so grab Master Shah's book. We will do a forgiveness practice, because remember, everything is to do with karma. And forgiveness practice is the vehicle, the vessel to self-clear our karma. So we will use the Daquan Shu calligraphy all week this week. We will focus on this all week to really, really deepen our forgiveness practice. Every one of us have room to go deeper in our forgiveness practice, because it's layers and layers of awareness, realization, and consciousness. So we will focus on this, and we will use the beautiful, beautiful calligraphy Daquan Shu. I just love this mantra and this calligraphy. If you do not have a book, whether you're on the channel or you're on Blog Talk Radio, I will ask my calligraphy to bless you. So place it on your message center. Why do we use the message center? It is our karma center. It is the forgiveness center. It is our soul communication center. Remember, Maureen put in her request, her soul communication, her soul marketing. Because you are talking to the souls if the more open, the more fully developed your soul communication and your message center is, the more power, the more calling your message carries when you speak to the souls of your clients. It is also our forgiveness center, and it is also the center where financial blockages manifest. So we can clear it and develop it ad infinitum. So place the calligraphy on your message center. I will place mine this way, so it's facing those of you who do not have a book or the calligraphy. So close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Take a few deep breaths in and visualize your message center filled with golden light. Dear soul, mind, and body of the beloved source lingua and calligraphy, Da Quan Shu, please repeat. I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Could you please offer me blessings to clear the Shen, Qi, and Jing blockages in my message center, in my finances, in my soul communication, and beyond, so that I could become a more powerful servant to serve others and attract new paying clients for my soul healing service, or whatever your service is. Just modify that. Thank you so very much. I am very grateful. Dear Divine Tao, the Source, Master Sha, all of my treasures, I love you, honor you, deeply appreciate you. Could you all please also come and sit in my message center? Please clear Shen, Qi, and Jing blockages in my message center. Thank you so very much. And now let us add the forgiveness practice right away. Please repeat. Dear soul, mind, and body of all the souls my ancestors and I have ever hurt, harmed, or caused suffering to, in any of our lifetimes together, through our thoughts, words, or actions, that have especially caused you suffering, hardship related to your finances, in any way, in any form, I am so very sorry. I am so sorry. This time I am here truly to serve. Please forgive me. Please forgive my ancestors. Please forgive us. I am here to truly serve this time. Thank you so very much. And now we will offer forgiveness to others. Dear soul, mind, and body, I repeat. Of all the souls who have ever hurt, harmed, or caused suffering to my ancestors and me, in any of our lifetimes together, through your thoughts, words, or actions, especially those who have caused financial hardship and suffering to my ancestors and me, please come. Please open your heart and soul receive our forgiveness. As from this moment on, we forgive you completely. We release you from any debt that you have ever owed us. You are completely free. Please accept our forgiveness. Let us join hearts and souls together to heal and transform everything into pure love and pure light, so we may all serve together. Thank you so very much. Now visualize again the golden light in your message center. And in the message center of all the souls who have joined us in this practice, there are so many souls who are present. Now truly offer your greatest love and greatest forgiveness. Be really aware that even if you feel nothing, hear nothing, see nothing, there are so many souls who have joined us in this practice. Now let us chant Da Quan Shu and greatest forgiveness. Please join me. Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da. Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu. Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da. Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, Da. Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu. And in English, greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness. Greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness, greatest. greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness, greatest. Greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness, greatest. Greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness. Da Quan Chu, Da Quan Chu, Da Quan Chu, Da Quan Chu, Da. Da Quan Chu, Da Quan Chu, Da Quan Chu, Da Quan Chu. Silently. How. Thank you. Thank you, Source Lingua and Calligraphy, Da Quan Chu. All the saints serving with its calligraphy. Thank you, beloved Master Sha, Divine Dao, the Source, Wuji Da Dao. All of our treasures and transmissions, and thank you to all the souls who came to offer and receive forgiveness. Thank you. And it is now time for me to offer a blessing for all of those who have actually written a request, either on the channel or on Block Talk Radio. If you have not yet written your request, then do so now very quickly. I would also love to hear your insights, your experiences from the practice. So prepare to receive the blessing. Stay in this awareness of the forgiveness, how it really is the greatest gift to receive forgiveness from another soul, and how it is the greatest gift to another soul when we forgive them, when we truly, sincerely, from our heart, forgive another soul. It is truly the greatest gift, as it releases the karmic debt. You cannot put a price on this. It is completely priceless, completely such a treasure gift to receive, as well as to offer. So personally, I'm very grateful to Master Shah that he has brought this teaching to us in this way. Many teachers have taught forgiveness, yet I haven't met anybody who teaches this practice in this way, where the forgiveness happens on the level of the soul. And all the souls are still here. They are listening. They're observing us, our response right now after this practice. So prepare to receive the blessing. Close your eyes. Open your heart and soul to receive the blessing for your request, for everyone who has written the request. All those requests that are yet coming through the system, they will be included. Hi. Thank you, beloved Master Shah. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Tao, for this blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So take a deep breath in and move your body, move your shoulders, and observe how you're feeling right now. And share your experience, your insights, because that's how your sharing is a teaching for others. It's a vehicle and vessel for everybody to have deeper insight and realizations. So do share. So I'm going to look at who has said something here on the channel. Soul Dancer is saying, thank you for your wonderful soul guidance to us. Chishin is here. Nikita is here. Jenny is here. Martin is saying, to have more referrals, I could give a longer treatment, 15 minutes more, or give a rebate of $10 to the person who refers to me or to the person who received the treatment. I like the idea of giving a 15-minute longer treatment because that's real value. And you are teaching them about having more value to the service rather than giving a 10% discount, because 10% discounts are so common. Many people do that. And it's still part of the message of getting something cheaper rather than getting a more value-added service. So thank you for sharing, Martin, both of those ideas. And I love the idea of 15-minute more treatment. That's a wonderful, wonderful idea, wonderful message. Great. Bhima is here. Welcome, Bhima. Good afternoon, Master Mirva. I'm so grateful for your loving guidance and huge service. I thank you for your blessings. Thank you for being here. Great. Geho is here saying, thank you for your presence here on the Soul Healing Miracles Chanting Channel. All of humanity and all souls are extremely blessed. Thank you, Geho. Thank you for being here. Wonderful. So next live show is at 12 noon Eastern Time at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And I want to remind you of the Tao Healing Miracle Days coming up with Master Shah on the 10th of March. These are powerful, powerful, powerful opportunity to clear all kinds of Shenjijing blockages. These will be priceless. The power of Master Shah's healing and blessing right now is so incredibly high. It's beyond imagination. So I hope you do not miss them. I hope you join them no matter what. Welcome, Malgosha. Wonderful. Welcome, Kate from Australia. Wonderful. Great. So today we have come to the end of our time here. We will continue tomorrow. We will continue on this topic of self-clearing financial karma, as it is very significant for many people. So stay with this awareness. Stay with the forgiveness practice for the rest of the day. Do this continuously, ongoingly, non-stop, to keep purifying, transforming further and further. So let us close the session together, and until tomorrow. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Bye-bye.